Now it's time for our weekly chat with Labor MP Andrew Little.
This week with Health Minister Andrew Little, I asked him about the roadmap out of Alert Level 3 now that Auckland is on Step 1 out of the three-step process. I began by asking him whether the roadmap means Cabinet has abandoned the elimination strategy.
I think it's just an acceptance that with vaccination levels at the level they are now, which is still not high enough, but getting up there, and with the way the Delta variant has manifested itself in communities, that the critical objective now is to do everything we can to keep as many people as possible safe, that if there is ongoing infection, that maximum number of people are vaccinated, and therefore that any pressure that might otherwise go on the health system is minimised to the greatest extent possible. So, look, I think we've accepted that we're not going to get down to zero cases in this particular outbreak. The Delta variant has proven itself to be so contagious, so quick. It is now getting into communities who are more transient, who and kind of less compliant with social mores, and that is having an impact on how we manage it. But we're substantially through a vaccination campaign that is about improving safety for everyone. We just have to now really get to the highest vaccination level that we can to make sure as many people as possible are safe.
But is it too early to move on? Because, as you know, Māori and Pacifica vaccination rates are not high enough. And to be honest, there isn't a lot of guidance given to other vulnerable communities like those immunocompromised.
Yeah, so look, in terms of Māori and Pacific, there's a lot of work going on to really push the outreach to the hard-to-reach parts of those communities. So if you have a look at the age bands, you look at Māori over 55, for example, actually the vaccination level there is pretty comparable to the rest of the population. It's once you get down to younger age bands where it's become problematic. And that reflects, I think, some of the communities where people are and needing to really push out into those. Likewise with Pacific communities, a lot of these are families and households and whānau who frankly have bigger priorities because it's just getting through day to day, surviving, getting food on the table, getting everybody looked after, and that is their priority. So we have to make sure that our vaccination program understands that and adapts to it and accommodates it. There's still plenty to do, but there is real effort going on to get into those communities.
I want to talk about the roadmap itself now. People we have spoken to for the past couple of days found the details, frankly, confusing around even though if they can meet their friends and family outdoors, there is still a little bit of confusion around whether masks and social distancing is needed. But do you understand the restrictions yourself?
Because Cabinet approved them. It probably will be a bit confusing because it is kind of trying to keep people in as close as possible to something about level three, because actually just minimising the movement of people is the best thing we can do to control infection spread. On the other hand, we know that it's been a long time, particularly for folks in Auckland, and people are losing their patience, in some cases losing their rag, and that is a reality. That affects people's behaviours. People become less willing to kind of observe those basic precautions. So it is about trying to manage the realities of minimising infection spread, but also accepting the reality of where people are psychologically, on an average sort of basis. So we are saying, look, let's free things up a bit. Let's let a couple of households come together, and let's understand that mask wearing is one of the best defences we have to prevent infection spread, and keeping the distance and all those sorts of things. So it's about just trying to get, ever so subtly, the balance right when it comes to relaxing restrictions and relax them a bit more and a bit more. And all this is really just about buying us time to lift that vaccination rate. We just have to get as many people vaccinated as possible. That's what's going to keep people safe. And that, in the end, is what will get us to a point where we can all get back to something that looks as much as possible like life as normal, But we can't do that and continue to put a whole bunch of people at risk who are currently unvaccinated.
Well, but seeing that a lot of people are still confused by the numbers, even though it's been rolled out, well, it was announced a couple of days ago already, is it much easier to just stick to the original level three restrictions without throwing out more numbers to make things even more confusing?
Yeah, I guess the point we're getting to is when we look at some of the cases that were popping up and people's behaviours, is that willingness to comply with those restrictions is starting to falter. People are less willing to comply, so it's about acknowledging that and allowing some changes, some easing up of restrictions, however minor, that allow people to, like they can see people from another household, they can meet together. Ideally outdoors where the best ventilation is. But also understanding that we still have to keep a level of restriction in place if we are to minimise infection while we're still trying to get into that 80, 85%, 90% plus level of vaccination.
I want to now move on to other parts of the roadmap, particularly around schools. Why does Cabinet have agreed to reopen schools after the holidays and allow playdates between children, even those under 12 aren't eligible to be vaccinated?
Well, we haven't given final confirmation yet. We've signalled that that's what we would like to do. We'll make a final decision of that by early next week. But look, we know that it's been tough on teachers and on families to have to try and continue some form of education while based at home. But, given that there isn't a kind of permission or authority to vaccinate those under 12 at this point, and they are typically at lower risk. I mean, if the international experience is that if children get infected, they don't get as seriously unwell as adults, and they tend to recover more quickly. So you have that. It is predicated on teachers, as many as possible being vaccinated and wearing masks and sort of minimising infection spread through those sorts of means. So again, it is about that, accepting that we do have to start, particularly this time of the year, trying to return to things as normal as possible, and that includes for young children's education as well.
But children could also be a risk of spreading the virus, is it not?
Yeah, so and the biggest risk is to other adults. So providing the teachers are vaccinated, and there's a debate right now about, whether there should be a vaccine mandate for teachers. But maximising the number of teachers vaccinated, and frankly, every single teacher should be getting vaccinated. There should be no question about that, to keep them and others safe. And they should be wearing masks. Those are two very, very effective measures to minimise the impact of, and frankly, the risk of infection when it comes to COVID.
Okay. Well, the government announced that October 16 will be a national day of action for vaccinations. Do you think it can successfully boost vaccination rates to the levels that you want?
Well, we've seen in the past that when there's been a real focus and a big build-up to a particular, defined period of time, that it does lift vaccination levels or vaccination rates. And we've seen that actually just in the last few days, a heightened awareness of what it looks like when infection kind of starts to migrate into other places and people see that the risk for them is greater. It's driving people to the vaccination centres. So this is a kind of a major push. There'll be a lot of focused attention on it, a lot of noise about it. And for those people who have been unsure of themselves, perhaps even a little fearful, we'll make sure that there's a lot of information out in the public arena over the next 10 days or so as we head towards that vaccination day. But this is a major push with a major focus on getting good information out to those who kind of instinctively might be thinking, maybe it's time for me to kind of get on and do this, or make up my mind, or really find the time to do this. This is really about trying to encourage those people to make that choice.
Does the government have a target on the numbers that it wants to achieve by October 16?
There's a sort of informal target floating around of 90%, 90% plus. The reality is, if we get to 90% fully vaccinated population, that gives us a whole lot more choices about what we can do in terms of infection prevention and control than if we are at even 85% or at 80%. So that's why we are just saying push, 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 get vaccinated, get vaccinated, get vaccinated. That's what restores freedoms. And, you know, people want to have a great summer and go to the beach without having to think about it, going to Rhythm and Vines or any of those other sort of big outdoor events and close to each other, having a good New Year's Eve, having a good Christmas with extended family and whānau. You want to do all those things. The best way to do that without having to worry about it is not just for yourself to get vaccinated, but everybody you know to get vaccinated. There are very few risks associated with the Pfizer vaccine. Billions of people around the world have it, and it is our ticket to a safe and happy summer.
That was Labor MP Andrew Little. The Wire.